99.9 Radio USA, Crazy Girl from the Eli Young Band, 652 and 59 degrees. Great music on the way from Blake Shelton, but right now it's time to get weird on the Weird News. It's brought to you by Lundgren Motors, Highway 53, Eveleth, Virginia. O.J. Simpson is in the Weird News this morning. He has apparently turned into a cookie monster. Yep, a report says that O.J. has turned to a life of crime behind bars. You know, he's in jail. He's been stealing cookies from the prison's cafeteria. Apparently, O.J. has also packed on the pounds lately. He's right around 300 pounds right now. He was nabbed sneaking the treats into his jail cell by hiding them underneath his sweatshirt. A guard who thought that the juice was looking a little suspicious pulled him out in the hallway for a search that revealed he was hiding about a dozen or so oatmeal cookies under his sweatshirt. A witness said O.J. just stood there with a goofy grin on his face as the guard kept digging inside his shirt and throwing the cookies on the floor. Other inmates started laughing so hard they nearly fell over. And a Florida cop has been suspended without pay for subjecting a woman to an unusual shakedown. He demanded that she shake out her bra in front of him. Officer Dustin Fetz pulled over a car driven by Zoe Brugger because it had a headlight out. One headlight was burned out, and he decided to search the vehicle for contraband. Well, when he didn't find any, he patted down Brugger and then told her to pull her bra cups forward and shake them to prove that there were no drugs hidden inside. Well, she did as told, and then Fetz ordered her to repeat the shakeup a second time. Well, that prompted her to file a complaint, and a review board found no criminal wrongdoing on the officer's part, but did forward his apology, in which he admitted to being a little bit overzealous. Overzealous? You know, you'd pull something like that. If you don't find anything, you're going to be in big trouble. And he should be in more trouble than that, I think. How about this? A pair of volunteer firefighters, they're in trouble in New York. They, burned some bridges earlier this month when they broke into an amusement park, ransacked a place, stole armloads of food. Eric Frisbee and Jacob Williams allegedly hosed the owners of Enchanted Forest Water Safari Park. They snuck in after hours and helped themselves to stuffed animals from an arcade and loads of edibles from the concession stand, and the drunken rampage resulted in about $4,000 in damages, including broken games. The two were in town for an annual event which volunteer firefighters are trained in new innovations in firefighting, which they won't be able to put to use now since they were both fired immediately after the incident, as they should be. There's your weird news this morning. It's 6:55.
Where are you focused on your